the pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace.
Hey, good Monday morning to you, 610-106.4 WCAC. Morning radio. Yeah. What is it, Brad?
There's a guy out here. Remember that guy that put together that cable TV show to try to raise the money for Simone's sex change operation?
You mean that guy who called himself Simone's manager?
Yeah.
What's he doing here?
He says he has something important to tell you about the squatter rally. I think you should talk to him.
He was at the big squatter rally this weekend. All right, bring him in. I thought there was supposed to be Pete's job to cover the demonstration for us.
Pete hasn't shown up yet, and I don't know where he is.
Yeah, well, Pete has a new hot-looking female roommate. We can't expect him to get out of bed on time these days.
Oh, come on. He said that relationship was platonic.
Yeah, well, relationships can change over the course of a weekend. I got confidence in Pete. Have a seat, my friend.
Don't use my name, please.
You think we can remember your name?
And you're the screwball who put together the cable TV show about Simone. That's how we know you, right?
Yeah, you're Simone's manager.
Yeah, Simone's manager. Incredible claim to fame. So you were at the big homesteader rally on Saturday?
Yeah, I was there.
Did you see Pete, or did he come to his senses at the last minute and decide not to show up?
No, he was right in the middle of everything that was going down.
Really?
I'll tell you, we're gonna have to do something about that kid. He's too simple and innocent. Doesn't know enough to be afraid.
I think he knows enough now. He got clocked in the head and he's at Beekman Hospital.
Well, come on, don't joke around like that. His mother could be listening.
What are you talking about? His mother could be listening. His mother's on a farm in South Carolina. This show isn't broadcast outside of the tri-state area.
No. Pete's mother's at the hospital with him. She flew up yesterday.
Wait a minute. You're serious about this. You really got hit?
Yep.
With what? By who?
With a club by a cop.
Pete got clubbed in the head by a cop?
Yeah, well, things got kind of out of control. The squatters were getting crazy. I don't think the cops knew what was going on. They were just trying to defend themselves.
Was he all right?
Yeah, I think so. From what I heard, it's a simple concussion. I think that they just want to observe him for a couple of days.
Well, do you have a phone number? We should call him and get the whole story.
Yeah, well, if he's in the hospital, though, he's probably not awake this early, and we should wait till at least 8 o'clock.
Yeah, all right.
So, what happened to you? I mean, did a policeman punch you in the eye or something?
Actually, a squatter punched me in the eye.
Really? Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me that Simone's manager was on the housing department side of things?
Yeah, that would be almost sacrilegious, wouldn't it?
I wasn't on anybody's side. I was trying to help Pete.
Wait a minute. This is getting too confusing. I thought Pete was hit by a cop.
Yeah, I mean, why would a squatter punch you for trying to help him?
Are you sure you know what you're talking about, or are you just making this whole thing up so you can get some free airtime?
Pete was hit in the head by a cop. And while he was laying on the floor bleeding, a group of squatters came over and rolled him for his camera, his jewelry, and his money.
Holy...
Shh!